It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. The Blackjacks leading the Lancers 35-0 in a big first half for Dawson Boyd. We'll get to the stats and the other scores around the Section 5 football playoffs tonight in a little bit. But we're going to turn our attention to cross country. Of course, the big section cross country meet coming up in Laverne this Thursday, and I'll be down there covering that. And join me. We'll have Dawson Boyd, Lockbaw Valley Dawson Boyd boys cross country team. Mike Quall and Zeke Sather joins me. Hi, guys.
Hey, Paul. Hey.
I think we did this earlier in the season, didn't we?
Yep, we did. at the conference meet, I think.
Yeah. Say, I want to congratulate you guys, the Lockbaw Valley Dawson Boyd boys got a perfect score in Cottonwood last week.
Yep.
Talk about that. That don't happen too often, does it, Mike?
I know. That's crazy. That's the first time our team, boys or girls, has ever done that at any meet ever, as far as I know. So that's pretty crazy to be a part of the first one.
Now, why don't you explain to our listeners, Zeke, what a perfect score is that don't know nothing about cross country?
So in cross country, you score 5 runners. And so first place gets 1 point, second place gets 2 points, so on and so forth. And so the perfect score you can possibly get is first, second, third, fourth, and fifth, which would be a total of 15 points.
And so Lockbaw Valley Dawson Boyd placed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
And who were those people and what place? I know you got first and you got second, right?
Yeah. So, I got first, you got second. Ian Allpress got third place.
And I understand Ian ran his best race of the year.
Yep, He had a personal best by 9 seconds. Really impressive, especially on a windy course like that.
Yeah.
So, and then Mason Bramer was fourth, and Griffin Johnson was fifth.
All right, and Griffin's first year out for cross country,
yep,
right?
That's a nice addition. We're really happy to have him.
I guess. Well, let's talk about the section meet in Laverne. You've run that course before, Mike?
Yep, Zeke? We both have, yep.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, right?
Yep, okay. We held it at my freshman year.
Okay.
So 2 years ago.
Yeah, what do you think of the course? It's actually run at the high school, isn't it?
Yep, and it's a pretty flat course, other than there's one hill in it, but it's a pretty fast course, I would say.
Okay. Hey, that's hilly, though, isn't it? The finish line is up a hill, actually, isn't it?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. That's where I made my famous video. Do you remember that? I made that video where that girl fell down and the other girl picked her up.
Yep.
That made ESPN, that made NBC Nightly News. And I was pretty proud of that. They even gave me credit, video credits on that. So that was awesome. So are you excited about section? So who's some of the competition there?
The biggest competition we'll have is Dalton P. Otter from Mountain Lake.
Okay.
He's ran on his best time is faster than both me and Zeke, so he'll be pretty good competition. Other than that, there's a kid from Redwood who's also ran pretty close times to us. And I think after that, I can't think of too many others.
Zeke, what teams will be competing? You guys will be up there, right?
Yes. And then there'll also be Redwood Valley and Laverne.
Okay, have you ran against them this year yet?
Yes.
How'd you do?
I think we've beat them every time we've ran.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm pumped about Thursday, let me tell you. Might have to bring your umbrella. Looks like it's going to rain.
Yep, I think pretty light sprinkler.
That's all right. That don't bother you guys, right?
No, not too much.
Okay. Good luck to you guys. Appreciate you taking the time, and we'll see you Thursday then.
Yep, thank you. See you.
All right,
thank you,
we're going to hand your headsets off to some Cammie Mineota cross-country girls that are up here. We'll talk Cammie Mineota cross-country here in a bit. And once again, we're at halftime at 35-0. Dawson Boyd leading Cammie. And who do we got here? You have to introduce yourself. Go ahead.
I'm Cameron King.
Hi, Cameron.
Hi.
Okay.
I'm Ryan Hansen.
What's that?
I'm Ryan Hansen.
Ryan Hansen. Okay. And you guys, Cameron, talk about your cross-country team. You guys doing pretty good? Talk about your cross-country team.
Yeah, we're a pretty close team, I guess. The girls, Grayson, Mackenzie, and Faith, and Braylon have really been running good this year. Braylon's a seventh grader this year, and she's been very good for our team.
Yeah. Grayson's kind of one of the best runners in the state, isn't she?
Yeah, she's really good for our team. She pushes us a lot.
Okay. Yeah. What did she got first in conference? Didn't she get first?
Yeah, she got first.
Does she get first all the time?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. how have you been doing, Cameron, individually?
I haven't been doing the best, I guess.
Okay.
I ran a lot better last year than I have this year.
Okay. Yeah, Rand, how about you?
I didn't run last year, so.
Oh, okay.
I guess not very. I don't know.
Okay. Are you excited about section coming up?
Yeah, it should be pretty fun. I'm excited to see what happens.
Okay. Now, Allison Pesek is your coach, right? Is this her first year?
Yeah, she's been our JV coach for quite a while, but okay. This is her first year as head coach.
Okay, does she push you girls pretty good in practice?
Yeah.
How so?
We run a lot of hard workouts during practice, a lot harder than we used to, I guess.
Oh, intervals. Really? So what's that?
Intervals.
Intervals?
Intervals.
Oh, intervals. Okay. All right. How have you done in certain meets this year? What was one of your best meets as a team? Do you remember?
Our best meet was probably in South Dakota, which really doesn't count for anything, but we always run really good at that course.
Oh, where's that at? In Clear Lake?
Clear Lake, yep.
Oh, you run against South Dakota teams?
Yep.
Okay, how'd you do there then?
I ran a 22:40 there.
Okay.
So, best time of the year.
Some of our listeners probably don't understand cross country. How far do you run, and what's a good time then?
We run 3 miles, but Grace runs like an 18, so she's really good.
She's state ranked, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what grade is Grace in?
Ninth.
Okay. Has she gone to state every year then?
Not her 7th grade year.
Not her 7th grade. 8th grade year she did.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about the Cambie Mineota boys. Who leads them and how they do? How are they doing this year?
Good. They're doing really good. Jalen and Jared kind of been alternating now. Jalen was our top runner, but now Jared has been. And Blake Stokes.
Okay. All right, Rand, you want to give the headset thanks, Rand. Appreciate the time. You have to help her out here, probably, huh?
Okay.
Who do we have here?
I'm Mackenzie Hemish.
Oh, hi, Mackenzie. How are you doing?
Good.
So how are you doing this year cross country?
I'm doing all right.
All right. What grade are you in?
11th.
Okay. What do you like about cross country?
My teammates a lot.
Okay. That's not the running then, huh?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes it's the running, huh?
Yeah.
So have you run the Laverne course before, Cameron?
Yeah, we ran it 3 meets ago.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay, now that's a little different. It's not on a golf course, is it?
Yeah, I like it a lot better when it's on the field. It's different than a golf course.
Oh,
different
it is.
Atmosphere.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so, I'll be there Thursday, so you guys see me. You got time, come on over, and we'll talk, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, great job, guys. Is that the first time on the radio, or?
Kind of. State track.
Oh, state track. Okay, yeah, that's right. I remember that. Thanks. Appreciate it. Just hang on here, and that'll wrap things up here on our Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. The Blackjacks leading 35-0. We'll come back in a couple minutes. We'll go over the scoring for the Blackjacks and go through some updates in Section 5A football.
We're at Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located at 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. And Monica, you're busy getting ready.
It's shopping time in awesome Dawson. I'm getting ready for the Gnometown Shopping Opener. That starts Friday, November 9th and Saturday, November 10th. And then another weekend of great shopping, too.
Of course, we want folks to be watching and listening for more details on that. Yeah. We also want to mention the big Gnometown Extravaganza coming up Saturday, November 3rd at the Hilltop Bar and Grill.
And I'm so excited for that. And I hope everyone brings their spouses or friends and come one, come all. And then maybe during the day, you could come and wish me a happy birthday and come shopping at Monica's.
What's new for fall?
We've got a ton of new boots and sweaters and cardigans. And now I just got in some oversized cardigans and great jewelry and scarves and purses and my cruiser shoes.
Always something new at Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Ours.
I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. till 6, Saturday, 10 to 5. Or by appointment. And thanks for all the teachers for this MEA holiday.
Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located at 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson, and happy birthday to you.
Yeah, it's really the 2nd, but I'm going to celebrate it all weekend, I told KB.